Watch this one go face and it goes.
Children rush in while they walk on and stop at the store when they're reading the word Christmas.
What a great time of year. I just love everything about Christmas. It means so much to me. What does Christmas mean to you, Morgan?
Well, Lexi, I guess if I was going to explain what Christmas means to me, I would probably have to say something about each letter in the word Christmas. So let's give this a try, and maybe you can chime in a time or two. The C stands for cookies, and cocoa that's hot, candles like caroling, and candies that hit the spot. And the H stands for holly and hope. Let's not forget happiness. Right now, we need that to cope. R stands for rejoice and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. He pulls Santa's sleigh wherever he goes.
And illuminations, but mostly I see icicle lights. We drive around each year looking at the bright lights, oohing and aahing at them all throughout the night. And S stands for wintry sky and stars and stockings too. But I hope mine's packed tight, don't you?
Let's see. T stands for togetherness, thoughtfulness, and tips on the tree. I just love decorating our Christmas tree.
Shopping. A stands for all of us, angels, and advertisements, so we can go store hopping to buy all of our presents.
Yeah, look at all these catalogs. This one's for the Danger Outlet Malls in Delaware, Ohio. So many to choose from. Where should we go first? And the S, well, it stands for stockings and snowflakes, and don't forget all of the smiles. But first and foremost, Santa. He's the star of the show.
This conversation approaches the scene.
What are you doing? Well, Morgan and I were just talking about what Christmas means to us.
But is that all it really means? I mean, why do we do all of this?
Well, those things are all great, but there's something we've missed. Let me tell you about this window that I have passed just like this. The window had 9 panels of glass, very similar to yours, and on each panel was a letter. It all covered in snow, which spelled the word Christmas when read row by row. It caused me to wonder what Christmas might mean to the thousands of people who have passed by that scene. So here is what I feel the true meaning of Christmas is, and it goes something like this. C is for census, which was ordered by Rome. It caused all the people to travel back home.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world, to say, and everyone went to their own town to register.
This H stands for hard journey, a 90-mile hike through mountains and hills, all without a bike. A couple of men, Mary and Joseph, traveled this road to a place called Bethlehem. There, the story unfolds. and I stay at the room at the inn, for there were no rooms left in town. So as the couple prepared for the baby, they took shelter in a stable that they had found.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of Mary David. He went there and registered with Mary, who was blessed to be married to him and was expecting a child. While Mary lived, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, the glory of God, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when he rose and have come to visit him." Matthew 2:9-11. After they had heard the truth, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
star and we were overjoyed. On coming to the house, we saw a child with a sweater man and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What job is this to lay to rest on Mary's lap? His sleeping whom angels greet with and thumbs sweep while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring in Mark the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings the loving heart enthrone him. This is Christ the King, the shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him not the babe, the Son of Mary. Thank you.
of our play, our main characters.
Service. Normally we would ask for a couple of elders who are going to come down in the spirit of the new year, in the spirit of the birth of our Savior. If there's anything that's on your heart, whether it's a joy, a concern, a praise, a prayer, if you appreciate the new day or you just need a new word from the Lord, we would encourage you to take this moment and come up and pray with us. Let one of us pray with you, and we will start this new year the way God wants us to.